Jaguars Digital. Jaguars Drive Time. Brian Sexton, John O'Shea, Ashlyn Sullivan. Jaguars Drive Time starts right now.
Happy Friday. Good morning and welcome in Jaguars Drive Time on a Friday brought to you by Duval Motor Company. And as always, on every Friday, we start the show with head coach Doug Marrone, coffee with the coach. Coach, good morning. The Jaguars getting ready to take on the Los Angeles Chargers going to the West Coast. They're a 1-4 team, but they're losing in really close ways by a touchdown or less. So what have you been emphasizing in practice this week to beat the Chargers?
Well, for us, obviously, we've been emphasizing on starting fast. I mean, you know, we have not done a good job of that, obviously, you know, and really pretty much the whole season. I think offensively early in the season, we did a nice job. But, you know, just going out there and just, you know, starting fast and play and, you know, just have those guys. They've shown, you know, our players have shown that they can do it during the course of the game. But I think, you know, early on in the game, I think they're, you know, maybe we're feeling it out too much or we're not trying to make a mistake and they just need to go play. And, you know, a bunch of young guys and they had a good week and, you know, we're ready to go out there and see how we can do on Sunday.
Coach, I think most people know there was some schedule adjustments or some major schedule adjustments this week because of COVID. Football teams typically adapt to that. I assume everything came off without a hitch on that front in terms of scheduling for you.
Yeah, I tried to approach it as, you know, we're in an intensive protocol where everything is, you know, done virtually outside the building. And then everything very limited as far as how many people in the weight room, how many people you can have, you know, you do treatments at a certain time. You can't eat meals together. Everything is to go. But obviously you can practice and walk through. So we've been doing that. I think that, you know, what I told the players early on in the beginning was, hey, listen, you know, things aren't going well. And when things aren't going well, a lot of times you change up your schedule. I said, look, you know, we need to change. We need to embrace it and then figure it out. And then let's go get a win.
Activated Josh Lambeau on Thursday, Doug. You had said this week he was going to kick and if he was ready, he would go. I assume all systems go on that front.
Yes. Yeah. Unless something, you know, obviously comes up between now and then. But as far as the other day, he kicked the ball well, came in the next day, felt good. He wasn't sore. So obviously we're excited, you know, to have him back. He's, you know, he's been really missed it since he's been here.
Is the beard making you look slim there, coach, or are you losing weight throughout this process?
I think it's a lot of things.
Because you look thin.
There's a lot of things going on. Oh,
just, you know, the beard is flattering. It's working for you.
Well, I appreciate
you,
it.
Maybe. When you travel to the West Coast, we always ask you, you know, leave Friday, leave Saturday, how to schedule it all out. Travel this year has been different. You've been leaving later, working during the day Saturday, arriving, going to bed, getting up and playing. How do you suppose the travel changes this year impact your trip to the West Coast?
Well, I think it did. I mean, I like going out 2 days early just to kind of get acclimated. But, you know, and we know that the science shows when you go from east to west, it's not as tough as obviously going from the West Coast to the East Coast. So, you know, with all that said, I just believe that, you know, we go over, you know, in the flights and what we have to do and how we have to hydrate. But the protocols that are in place once we arrive at the city are very strict. And, you know, to a point where, you know, we talk to the players about a bubble type mentality. You can only be with people on the travel party. You can't leave the floors. People can't come on the floors. I mean, so it's pretty much in lockdown. And then you're concerned about, you know, the people in the hotel, you know, the people serving food, the security in the building. There's a lot of contact that you can potentially have when you go on the road. So, you know, what we try to do is limit our exposure. So we do most of our meetings here and then try to fly there, really just grab a meal, bring it up to the room, go to bed, wake up the next day and go play.
Can you give us a sense, as a former offensive line coach, a longtime offensive line coach, How an offensive tackle, how Cam Robinson or Juwan Taylor prepares to face Joey Bosa this week. And it's not just Bosa, because Melvin Ingram's coming back. I mean, this combination is about as good as you'll find, about as good as I've seen in 27 years of covering this league. How does an offensive tackle use the time during the week to get ready to face a guy like Bosa?
I think it's the same way that defensive lineman, you know what I'm saying, is getting ready to prepare for that offensive tackle, meaning that, you know, most players are going to look at each other and try to get a tip or a feel on something, you know, meaning, you know, hey, listen, this is what he likes to do out of this stance. This is how far his feet are apart. This is how elongated he is. I mean, there's different things that, you know, you want to look at where you try to get a good feel for, you know, what the player is going to do to attack, you know, you. Obviously, you have to know your weaknesses as a player, because I think obviously that's what we, you know, people try to do. They try to expose that. You know, the other thing is you know, he's obviously an elite, you know, you're talking about guys that are elite pass rushers. And, you know, one way you can do is we always used to talk about winning, you know, winning on first and second down, you know, and that'll help you win on third down, meaning, you know, if you can run the ball and you can, you know, slow them down, beat them up, you know, those type of things. You can win on third down by doing a good job on first and second.
Sounds like a plan to me. Head coach Doug Marone, thanks so much for taking the time this Friday morning.
Great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Of course, good luck on Sunday. Coming up on Jaguars Drive Time, a game preview presented by Simply IOA. But first, let's recognize these frontline workers presented by Farrah and Farrah.
Preston Curl is our Farrah and Farrah Frontline Worker of the Week. Preston works in customer service and as a bagger at Publix. He hasn't hesitated to go to work during the COVID-19 crisis, despite the fact that he lives with disabilities brought on by cerebral palsy. Curl wore his mask and served his customers with grace and kindness. He never flinched when more hours were required, nor did he fail when greater tasks were assigned. Preston is a loyal Jags fan, and despite difficulties with his speech, he cheers for his favorite football team with the same enthusiasm he greets customers at Publix. The Jacksonville Jaguars and Farrah and Farrah are proud to recognize Preston Curl as this week's Frontline Worker of the Week.
At ViStar, we believe in better. Better convenience, so members can bank any way they want, whether it's at a branch, on a mobile device, or at one of more than 20,000 fee-free ATMs across North America. We believe that people have better things to do with their time. If you believe that convenience is better, join ViStar. We never forget that it's your money. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink, because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
Slot right, blue 42, hot, hot.
A great quarterback is a true leader with a work ethic that never wavers and a desire to win that is second to none. We know a truck like that. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. With impressive towing and payload, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. Visit your local Ford dealer for great offers on F-150, official truck of the NFL. Based on 1977 to 2019 calendar year total sales.
Jags Drive Time is presented in part by TIAA Bank, created to serve, built to perform. By Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. And Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good.
Farrah and Farrah reminds you to continue to wear a mask. Help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Farrah and Farrah, protecting you and your family since 1979. The nice looking field. We're back, Jags Drive Time, getting ready for a game against the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday. That 1-4 team It doesn't really playing like their record, playing very close games. And with that, we get into a game preview presented by Simply IOA. And point number one we want to make is the Jaguars must travel well. Jaguars' first trip to Los Angeles in the history of the franchise. They've only ever won in Oakland, California. It's a long flight for a young team in a short amount of days, and you have to handle trips like this differently than you would others. So we're going to talk about that. Point number two we want to make is protect well. You just heard Brian Sexton talk to head coach Doug Marone about how Cam Robinson and Jawan Taylor are going to face off on Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. They're as good as it gets, and they will have to work to keep Minshew in the pocket up to this offensive line to give that quarterback a chance to win on Sunday. And finally, big thing three is be well. This injury report is not looking so great lately. You have guys like Tyler Eifert, Miles Jack, Jared Wilson, AJ Cann, all not practicing last week. But the biggest thing we want to hone in on is Josh Allen. He did practice yesterday, says he's feeling good, so we will see if he will be a go on Sunday. That would be great to have him back against the Chargers. All right, so let's go back up to point number one. I go to you, Brian Sexton. Traveling well. Doug Marone just mentioned he normally likes that this team gets 2 days to go to California. It's not even only even 1 day. It's basically less than 24 hours. You have to go to California, sleep, get up, play a game, come right back.
Good teams win anywhere, and they play well everywhere. I just use this Chargers team as an example. With a rookie quarterback and having only one win, they came to Tampa. And Justin Herbert, I mean, he played toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. You know, that was a narrow loss in that particular game. It's a mindset. It's about being a pro. It's about getting on the plane, hydrating, sleeping. It's about getting out there, taking care of your body, whether that's foam rolling or you have a massage therapist lined up when you get there. But more importantly, you're not going west for vacation. You're not going west to see the sights. You don't even care about the new stadium out there. It's a mindset of we're going out there to play a football game and to try to break a 5-game losing streak. And if you play well on the road, like they did in Las Vegas, in Oakland last year before the Raiders left for Las Vegas, you start to build up some antibodies, so to speak, to traveling. And you build up a culture of we travel well. That's what this team needs to do for the rest of the season is travel well.
Could not agree more. And John, I go to you about this injury report. Really, the biggest question is Josh Allen. We're not really sure about Miles Jack. It's not looking good. He didn't practice yesterday dealing with that ankle injury. But Josh Allen did practice. And how good would it be to have him back on Sunday?
Well, I need to comment on the first one first. I haven't traveled well in 27 years of doing this. For me, traveling is I get off and I get off the bus. At 3 o'clock in the morning on a road trip, and I'm dragging my suitcase trying to take the last piece of cheesecake that I stole from the plane. The road always wins, Brian. It always wins.
Road always wins.
Josh Allen, it's key to get Josh Allen back because it doesn't feel like you're going to have Jared Wilson. It doesn't feel like you're going to have Miles Jack. I hope I'm wrong on those, but they've been out the last 2 days of practice, and you've got a bye coming up, so it would feel like you would try to bridge and try to get back for the week after the bye with those guys. If those two guys don't play, and if Josh Allen doesn't play, I can talk about Josh Allen. They need him. He's better than his stats have shown. He has 7 pressures this year. You know, get him back and maybe get some pressure on the quarterback, and you have a chance. But the injury report, Miles and Jared being out, I do not want to compound that with having Josh Allen out too. That's a struggling defense anyway. That would be a tough lift.
Well, and let's be careful how much pressure we put on Josh Allen. We're talking about a guy who has been on the sidelines with a knee and has been seen at practice wearing a brace. He's the kind of guy that you get him out there, and if he's not 100% ready to go, or as close to 100% as you can possibly be, if you don't feel real confident in it, you don't play him. Because this game doesn't really overall matter as much as having him back for the second half of the season.
Yep, cannot agree more. We'll see if Josh Allen is good to go on Sunday. And Brian, I go back to you because this is a very interesting point on Sunday. It's a big opportunity, a big chance for Cam Robinson. I don't want to get too much into it because I know he might, but what a better way to show that this is your year than going up against these guys?
You just laid it up perfectly for me, and I am going to respectfully decline to answer that in lieu of will, he won't, he might.
Dang.
I've watched too many
congressional.
I watched too much of the Judiciary Committee last week and Amy Barrett. So I that's my answer. I respectfully decline to give a what was it? What's the Ginsburg doctrine in that? No hints, no nods, no previews? Yeah. Yeah,
all
so
right.
I'm going with the Ginsburg doctrine.
Cheesecake.
No, John.
The road always
the
wins, John.
We all know you're the guy that steals the peanuts. All right, when we come back, he will get no more than the peanut. You don't want to see John Osher on the plane. That's all I got to say. When we come back, he will, he won't, he might on Jaguars Drive Time. We'll see what Brian Sexton has to say about Cam Robinson coming up.
Dreamfinders Homes has a simple commitment to their home buyers. Deliver unsurpassed quality, uncompromising value, and an extraordinary level of customization you simply won't find with other home builders. With over 40 communities to choose from, you'll find a location you love and the home of your dreams. Dreamfinders has townhomes, single-family homes, and custom estate homes starting from the high 100s and a wide selection of move-in ready homes. Quality, value, customization, that's the Dreamfinders difference. Call 904-738-0165 or online at dreamfindershomes.com. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prices subject to change without notice. Equal housing opportunity.
Oi.
Bonjour.
Xin chào.
Dobrý deň.
Que finançar con?
Como te podemos ayudar?
If you have an accident, the last thing you should have to worry about is a language barrier. That's why at Farah and Farah, we have a team as diverse as our clients. So no matter what language you speak, we'll fight for your voice. Farah and Farah, here for you.
نحن هون للكل.
Ici pour vous.
Aquí para todos.
Here for all, Jacksonville.
Hanania Subaru of Orange Park would like to present our new dealership with over 13 acres of vehicles to choose from and our new online buying program, iBuy. You decide how much of your buying experience you do online. Browsing, value your trade, picking your payment, financing. Just go to SubaruofOrangePark.com, pick out your vehicle, and click iBuy to begin. Become an iBuy preferred customer at Hanania Subaru of Orange Park, your local Subaru superstore.
Jag's Drive Time is presented in part by Dreamfinders Homes, homes that fit your lifestyle. Next Grill, everyone's invited. And Adecco, visit AdeccoUSA.com.
It's time to get in the game, make your voice heard by exercising your right to vote. Early voting is underway. You can now visit an early voting precinct and vote in person. Want to vote by mail? In Florida, you can request a ballot by mail until October 24th. The choice is yours, Duval. Visit jaguars.com/vote for more information. Back on Jaguars Drive Time, and Brian Sexton teased it up perfectly. It is time for he will, he won't, he might going into this Chargers game on Sunday. And Brian, who do you have?
Robinson, the Jaguars left tackle who believes and who hopes to be the left tackle of the future. This is the game. Point to this game. He will crawl to the airplane on Sunday. He won't even worry about the cheesecake on the plane or all the Tic Tacs. He has a shot at him this year because Osher's not there. All he'll do is think about getting back to that plane and getting into that big, comfortable sleep seat for a good sleep on the ride home, because he's going to see Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram all day long. And he wants to be at his best because this is an important game for him. Those two are prolific pass rushers, and Bosa in particular. He's tall. He's long. You heard Doug Marrone talk about all the physical attributes. Plus, He just has a killer's mentality as a pass rusher. He knows how to close, and he knows how to put the deal, the quarterback, on the ground. So Cam Robinson is going to be one tired dude by the time the game is over on Sunday. He won't miss an opportunity. Look, he's not going to be perfect. Very few left tackles are. There aren't many Tony Baselli's out there that can take Derek Thomas and shut him down completely one week, and then the next week get Michael McCrary and make sure he doesn't have any stats either. That was as good as Baselli could possibly be. Cam Robinson's not that good. There aren't many that are. But he won't embarrass himself. He's long as well. He's a guy with a lot of physical ability. He's back healthy this year, despite the fact that Trey Flowers, who's a highly paid pass rusher, got around him last week. He won't embarrass himself, and he might make himself a ton of money. As I mentioned yesterday, this is the kind of game, if you play well, that your agent goes to the Jaguars and says, let's watch this tape together, shall we? I'm going to explain to you exactly why Cam Robinson has earned every one of those 20 or 21 or whatever many millions of dollars a year that he's going to ask for. This is a game that he has had circled, that he has hopefully prepared for all week. Because he will get paid if he shows up well today on Sunday.
Cam Robinson looking for that money. You can't blame the man. All right, John Osier, you have your Ozone podcast guest, Elin Cole.
Well, that kind of stole my thunder, Shlyn, but that's fine. I'm going to go a little smaller. I'm going to go Keelan Cole. He will be a key factor, and I don't think anybody thought early last season, maybe into training camp, that Keelan was going to be the third wide receiver on this team. Think about what that means. He's passed Chris Conley. He's passed DeeDee Westbrook. He's ahead of Colin Johnson. He's the third receiver, and he's playing in the slot, which on the podcast this week we talked a little bit. He doesn't see it as that big of a deal moving inside, but it's a tricky transition that he's handled well. He won't be afraid to go across the middle. And that has been the thing that has struck me about Keelan really since he started this comeback. When I say comeback, around the middle of 2019, he started playing a lot better. He had been down for 2018, early 2019. He's going across the middle. He takes tough hits. So I didn't see him as that kind of a player, and now I think he is. He might be playing his way into being a long-term receiver on this team. I think he's going to be a big-time, you know, off-season free agent, high-dollar guy. But he may be playing well enough where you want to get this guy back. But he's definitely playing his way into being a long-term receiver in the NFL. Shlyn, he might was going to be, and he might just be the Ozone podcast guest. But guess what? That was yours today. So thank you very much, and I'll just I'll sit quietly. Yeah, with my cheesecake.
Yes, and the Tic Tacs and the peanuts. I'm sorry to steal your thunder, but it was a good podcast. I'm just typing you up. What I do best. All right, okay. Mike, he will, he won't, he might. Is Kalavon Chaisson. He will benefit from hopeful playing time from Josh Allen. It's a lot to ask of Kalavon Chaisson. Yes, first round pick, but a rookie to take basically all of the pass rush and make it happen. And that's what he's had to do the past 2 weeks. So he will benefit from having Josh Allen back on the field, which we're hoping to see on Sunday. He won't be intimidated by Justin Herbert. This is a guy that said how excited he was to hopefully get to tackle Joe Burrow, his LSU teammate. Never got the chance to at LSU. Played on that elite LSU team, so he's not going to be intimidated by this rookie sensation everyone's talking about, Justin Herbert. Pish posh. Kalavon Chaisson's got that. And he might, I'm calling it, he might get a sack on Sunday, because why not? Kalavon Chaisson, go get some pass rush, go get a sack into the bye week, and make us all proud. That's our he will, he won't, he might on Jaguars Drive Time. Coming up, pick one and pick it, going into this NFL weekend, coming up.
Hanania Subaru of Orange Park would like to present our new dealership with over 13 acres of vehicles to choose from and our new online buying program, iBuy. You decide how much of your buying experience you do online. Browsing, value your trade, picking your payment, financing. Just go to SubaruOfOrangePark.com, pick out your vehicle, and click iBuy to begin. Become an iBuy preferred customer at Hanania Subaru of Orange Park, your local Subaru superstore.
Dreamfinders Homes has a simple commitment to their home buyers. Deliver unsurpassed quality, uncompromising value, and an extraordinary level of customization you simply won't find with other home builders. With over 40 communities to choose from, you'll find a location you love and the home of your dreams. Dreamfinders has townhomes, single-family homes, and custom estate homes starting from the high 100s and a wide selection of move-in ready homes. Quality, value, customization, that's the Dreamfinders difference. Call 904-738-0165 or online at dreamfindershomes.com. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prices subject to change without notice. Equal housing opportunity.
Slot right. Move 42. Hot, hot.
A great quarterback is a true leader with a work ethic that never wavers and a desire to win that is second to none. We know a truck like that. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. With impressive towing and payload, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. Visit your local Ford dealer for great offers on F-150, official truck of the NFL. Based on 1977 to 2019 calendar year total sales.
Back on Jags Drive Time, Duval Motor Company on a Friday. And Jaguars Drive Time viewers, I hope you know what pish-posh means, because Brian and John both didn't. John asked me if Kesha says that, which she doesn't. Pish-posh. Uncountable.
Who's Kesha?
Nonsense. Something absurd. Oh, that's pish posh, dude, is how it's used in a sentence. Kesha sings hits such as TikTok. What else does she sing? Now I'm on the spot. A great pop singer. Yeah, John knows. Brian, go check her out. In the meantime, let's pick one and pick it going into this NFL weekend. Brian, you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Los Vegas Raiders.
I don't know why. I like this game. You know, you've got 4-2 Tampa coming off of a beatdown of the Green Bay Packers. It's Tom Brady in Vegas. I mean, what gets better than that, right? It's John Gruden against his former team, coaching his former team against his other former team, I guess you could say. I think the interesting part of this game to me is Derek Carr. He has 11 touchdowns and only one interception. He's completing 73% of his passes. His passer rating is 115. I mean, the guy is playing really good football right now. And if they can knock off Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, the Buccaneers versus the Raiders, that's fun too. On Sunday night, if they come away with this game, they're 4-2, and I mean, they have a stake among the best teams in the AFC. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch in a prime slot there in the 4 o'clock afternoon spot. I think this one's going to be good, and I'm going to go with the Raiders, and they're going to upset the Buccaneers, and a lot of people are going to say, wow, Derek Carr is a pretty good player.
I'm excited for it. Two primetime teams that are very primetime this season. John Osher, San Francisco 49ers, and New England Patriots.
Well, this is an intriguing game. It's not high profile, really, except for the fact that the Patriots are in it, and you wonder what they are right now. The 49ers are struggling. The Patriots, out of a loyalty to their history, I still have them in my power rankings, top 10, top 12. But if they don't get this one, then all of a sudden you start wondering, was it really the COVID stuff that was bothering them in terms of all the schedule, or are they just not going to be able to put it together? I still think they will. Most of their losses have been to good teams until the Denver weirdness last week. But this is a big one for the Patriots. If they don't get this, then all of a sudden they may not be going anywhere this year. So I think they will. I think this is a circle the wagons type game, if you want to go there. But it's one to watch, because if they don't get it, it could be the end of a long, long run.
Circle the wagons, John says. All right, my pick one in pickets. Steelers and Tennessee Titans. I almost forgot what my game was. Two unbeaten teams in the AFC, both 5-0, and both ranked in the top four in scoring this season. So definitely expect a lot of offense and a lot of points in this game. I think this is the game where you truly find out who the Tennessee Titans are. They have to go beat a very good Steelers team that's kind of flying under the radar. And all that nonsense with the COVID and how they had to change up their schedule, and that the Tennessee Titans still won the game after. So I'm very curious to see how the Titans match up against this team. I'm expecting a close game, field goal around there, and I gotta go Steelers. But Brian, I'm curious to hear what you think. If the Titans win this game, I don't know who's beating them.
I think the Titans win. I think they've got something going there. You know, Derrick Henry is, he's always been overpowering, but I mean, he's taken it to a completely different level. If you've ever watched Gold Rush on the Discovery Channel, he's gone from that medium-sized bulldozer to like the D110, the one with the blade that's bigger than two Ford F-150s set side by side. He's killing
people. What a comparison.
And Tannehill has shown no signs of slowing down whatsoever. The defense is playing well enough to take advantage of opportunities. The Titans just, they've got a mix. They've got something that's working for them this year. The Steelers are very good, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if they're as good as the Titans.
We shall see. All three good games coming up on Sunday. That's our pick one and pickets, and that is our show. Jaguars Drive Time on a Friday. Thanks so much for head coach Doug Marrone joining us. We will be back Monday morning, a little sleepy after a West Coast game, but we'll make it happen. Back Jaguars Drive Time Monday morning. Stay tuned, Jaguars.com, all weekend long for your game coverage. Have a great weekend.